would you like for me to tell you how we done the heads? The heads, they was cut into the tongue part, and the jaws was usually put down in salt, and they was dried. But the ears and the top of they bursted the head open, taking the brain out. The brains was always good cooked with eggs. You probably eat egg pork brains. Have you ever eaten a brain? Well, you can buy brains at most of the grocery stores, or used to could. And we would boil that tender, the ears and the nose and the rest of the meat, boil it real tender, and would take it up, and we would work that up and call hog head cheese, or some people, we used to most of people called it souse. Did you ever eat hog head cheese?
I've heard of it. I've never eaten it.
Well, it's good. And put a lot of pepper, black pepper and red pepper and salt in it. And then we'd put it in a bag and drip all the grease out of it possible. And you can just slice it then, real thin slice. It's good eating.
Have you ever heard of making anything by cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
No, I did.
Have you ever heard of anything being made out of the blood?
Yes, I've heard of blood pudding. My grandmother used to talk about blood pudding, but I never have tried it. I don't know how that would be made. And I never seen any. I never eat any. But my grandmother used to talk about that.
What have you ever heard of scrapple or pond hoss?
What?
Scrapple or pond hoss. Something made with the...
Punch?
Souse or something. I don't guess they would have that around here, really.
You may be talking about the chitlins and the paunch. That is what the bowels go through. And that is cleaned and turned and cooked in hot, washed in hot water. And whenever it's clean, we call that chitlins. And it's boiled tender and eat. Have you ever eaten chitlins? Well, that's the way chitlins is cooked. They're out of a hog. And the paunch is the stomach. They tell me it's the stomach that is full of old stuff like chewed up corn and things a hog been eating. And you enter that and peel that out. And that leaves a big old piece of, well, it's not just like meat, I can't tell you. But anyway, it's on the inside of a hog. And you boil that tender and slice it and it just real good. It's good just boiled, or it's good baked.
How's chitlins taste?
I didn't understand.
How do chitlins taste?
Well, I think they're good, but some people can't stand them because it's something they have went through the bowels have went through. But here in the South, so many people have chitlin suppers down at junior college. They give a chitlin supper down there every fall. People go in and buy a chitlin plate, and you know, they make money for different things for them.
What college is this?
Junior College at Edisville, Jones County Junior College. And they have a chitlin supper every year.
So we're having it in another month or so then, I guess.
Well, they say they have a good time. It's a mighty good eating. So many people especially like chitlins, but that's what chitlins is.
Yeah.
It's not just like meat, and well, it's just one of those things. You can imagine how, you know, it have to be to take care of what you eat and go on the inside of you, and that's the way of hogs and cows and so on, where chitlins is from hogs. I never noticed chitlins being from other animals.